For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Has God been faithful to you? You're not answering me. Hallelujah. How has been our week? Welcome to church, and I know God will bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. God has been so amazing. God has been so faithful to us. And I believe all will be well in the name of Jesus. All is well. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 15. Now, we've been looking at a topic very fundamentally in the month of January. Hallelujah. And the simple reason why I believe the Lord directed us to look at that topic is because life is basically not always entirely spiritual, but fundamentally spiritual. Hallelujah. And then there is a role that we have to play as human beings in order to align and to receive from God. The Word of God is the channel for hope and for direction and for inspiration from Him. So always listening and receiving from the Lord is always a blessing. Hallelujah. Hearing God speak to us, understanding His word. I want us to believe that the word of God is real and is potent. It can produce every result meant to produce in our life. As we hear the word of God, change is happening to us gradually. Hallelujah. Change is happening to us gradually. And I believe all of us will be transformed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, this is exactly a year when the church has started. And then it is something to be grateful to God for His help. We have seen the help of God in so amazing ways. Hallelujah. And I believe this week is one of the weeks that is going to change our life for good in Jesus' name. Amen. So how many of you are expecting God to speak to you? How many of you are expecting God? Are just here. Hallelujah. How many of you are expecting a word from God that you believe that God is going to speak to you this morning? Now, we've been looking at what has been our topic for the month of January. The anointing. Hallelujah. What was our topic last Sunday? What was the topic last Sunday? Huh? Alright. Getting the anointing. Activating the anointing. Getting the anointing. Hallelujah. Alright, if you don't remember, I'll not know I wasted my time last Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we looked at understanding the anointing, the necessity of the anointing, and then how to activate the anointing, how to walk in the anointing. Hallelujah. We say that the Lord has released the anointing upon each and every one of us. All that is left is for us to activate it and get it to work. Praise the Lord. How many of you have done something about activating the anointing and making the anointing begin to work in your life? Or how many of you have interested in making it work? How many of you really want to see the anointing of God at work in your life? I want to see Him work in and through my life. Because everything about my life and success lies in Him. Now, recently, if you are conversant with the social media, recently a lot of videos have been popping up on all social medias about how far people go to make money. How many of you have noticed it? Somehow, somebody do their dangerous things. And then nowadays, it's like the anointing of the devil has led them to record what they do. And they now publicize it. Have you noticed it? Yes. That will tell you now. Now, at least, I believe there is a two-way side to that, those videos coming up and showing online. The first one is, it's enlightening people that what you see as goals in many people, this is what they do to get it. And then the more people see that, no, I don't want to go that far. That is one. Secondly, is another people who don't mind, no matter what it takes. If this is what they do, I don't mind doing it to get the money. Hallelujah. The point is that you must understand that everything you see in the physical, most of the things, 90% is spiritual. It is not always spiritual, but it has majority of the spiritual influence on it. Hallelujah. So, for us as believers, our only, not one of the options, our only bailout is the anointing. Hallelujah. Is the Holy Spirit. There is no other spirit that will work for us as believers. Unless if you want to go to a native doctor or something like that. But if you want to be pure and walk with God, the only spirit that we have that will work for you is the Holy Spirit. That is the only spirit. That is your only help. Hallelujah. Now, if many people consult different altars and then have different powers, and then this is your only hope, that builds out the wisdom for you to be able to know Him and then to pursue Him with everything that you have. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So this morning we'll be looking at the signs that the Holy Spirit is in you, or the signs of the anointing, or the signs of the anointed. The signs of the anointed, or the signs of the anointing. Hallelujah. The signs of the anointed, or the signs of the anointing. The signs of the anointed, or the signs of the anointing. When you look at your life, you begin to know that these things are in your life, and these things are functional in your life. When you, am I anointed? Am I walking in the anointing? Hallelujah. There are signs that prove that the anointing is at work in your life. Praise the Lord. And then when you, these signs I'll be telling you are signs that you can look at right now and then know whether the anointing is already working in your life. That is one. Secondly, is you begin to observe, the more the anointing works in your life and increases, the more these signs become more clear or more predominant in your life. Hallelujah. The more you grow in the anointing, these signs become bigger and clearer. Hallelujah. So the sign, 2 Kings 2 verse 15. I want us to, everyone of us, to pick our Bible. 2 Kings 2 verse 15. 2 Kings. So these are the signs that will prove that you are anointed. And then when you are anointed, people know. 2 Kings 2 verse 15. 2 Kings 2 verse 15. Hallelujah. I really want you to be interested in the word of God and to open your heart, and I believe God will bless you. 2 Kings 2 verse 15. What does he say? Are we there? Let's read together, every one of us. And when the sons of the prophet, are we there? And when the sons of the prophet which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elisha, and they came to meet and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Hallelujah. Now when they saw him, they noticed that the spirit of Elijah is now working in him. When people look at you, they can be able to know whether the anointing is at work in your life or not. There is a proof to show that the anointing is at work. It may, the proof may be at a little level of result or another level, but there are levels of, but generally there are proofs to that the anointing is at work in your life. Hallelujah. Now, it is difficult to understand a true anointing, and then it's difficult to understand a false anointing. That is one of the challenges that most believers have. How do I know that the man of God is real? Or how do I know that this person is real? How do I know that this person is fake? Praise the Lord. How do I know? You know, the more you understand what is a true anointing and what is a false anointing, it will help you understand what is genuine. The first way to understand what is true is by gift of discernment. The way to understand whether this man is a man of God, or this person is a true believer, or the way this person is singing is doing it by the anointing, is by discernment. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14, the Bible says, strong meat belong to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern between good and evil. There is a way you can discern and know that this spirit is true, or this person speaking is the spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can discern. In Acts chapter 16, from verse 16 to 20, Paul the apostle was preaching when they entered the city, and then a young girl followed them, and then she began to say, these are men of God that speak the gospel to us. Hallelujah. What she was saying was correct, but the spirit behind her was wrong. Hallelujah. So it's not only what somebody is saying that makes the person to be authentic, or whatsoever is happening that makes the anointing to be genuine. You must be able to discern. Praise the Lord. I know this is true. In 2 Corinthians 11 verse 14, the Bible says, even Satan has been transformed to look like an angel of light. So that when you see him, it is difficult to discern that this is the devil. Hallelujah. When you hear a man of God talking, it's difficult to understand that this is the spirit of the devil. Praise the Lord. So the gift of discernment will help you to understand a true and a false anointing. And then when you look at the fruit of those people, when you look at the outcome of what they do, the Bible always says that by their fruit, you will know them. Hallelujah. By their what? Fruit. You will know them. When you look at the fruit that the person exhibits, when you look at the kind of quality they exhibit, you will know that this is true or this is false. And then always when you look at the witness of the Holy Spirit in you, have you ever sat down in a place and then right within you know that this place is wrong, or something is wrong about this place? Like, this is not of God. Has it ever happened to you before? Happened to you, right? You sat down, sorry, Romans 8 verse 16, the Bible says the Spirit himself will bears witness with our spirit. I've been to places I know that I can't really point what is wrong, but it's wrong here. Or something about my
symbolism is involved. Something is not of God. Hallelujah. So the witness of the Holy Spirit. So listen to it. Anytime the Spirit of God give you a witness, then you know that this anointing, no matter how clean and touch or well packaged it is, when you listen to your spirit and then you know that you don't have a negative ulterior, because then you know this is not of God. Because sometimes, no matter how genuine you are, Jesus Christ was genuine, but the Pharisees also felt like this person, something is wrong with him. Hallelujah. But most of the authenticity of your spirit, and then you know this is of God. The Bible says the spirit bears witness with our spirit. And then finally, when you look at the word of God, and then you test the quality of what the person is saying. There are certain men of God that are we have them, people parade them on social media and then quote part of their messages. And then you hear the kind of things they share, the kind of things they say. And then sometimes when I look at the congregation, I used to wonder what is in their mind. Hallelujah. These people are teaching things that are outrightly outside the word of God. Like, you don't need to be well taught in doctrine to know that this is not the will of God. Hallelujah. So looking at these things, you'll be able to know whether an anointing is genuine or not. Many people can reproduce the results that spiritual Christians can reproduce. Many people perform, go to crusade, and then their blind eyes open and their ears of people open. Some by the anointing, and not everyone is by the anointing. Are we together? Praise the Lord. So you need to understand what is a true and an authentic anointing. We live in a generation where people don't really want to associate with what is real and what is authentic. Praise God. People want things that are fast. People want to understand things that are that they're just not really mysterious. Day before yesterday, I was watching something was happening in southwestern or eastern region of this country, southwest of a particular giant rising and then claiming to be the deliverer, helping the people. Hallelujah. Logically, when people are being oppressed, somebody should rise to help them. Hallelujah. But now this is somebody that's publicly diabolic, like publicly pronounced. And then when I look at the audience, I know from the audience, you know that these are 70% Christians. This is what I'm talking about. 70% of them are Christians. They don't really care how the thing is done. They just want to get a particular result. But you must understand that it's not only the result that matters, how you get it matters. But I believe the Lord will help us a lot in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in walking in the anointing, there are certain things you must understand. Please, I'll be sharing a lot of things, and I want you to understand that God is bringing understanding to you that the anointing is the spirit of decorum. Anytime you see the anointing at work, there is order, there is decorum. You see, the Bible is speaking in 1 Corinthians 14 from verse 33. It says, God is not the author of confusion, for everything should be done in decency and in order. Anywhere you see certain strange things done in disorder, it is not the anointing. Anytime you see a man of God bring out a pregnant woman, put her to lie down on the floor, put his leg on her, I don't know, I dare to tell you that is not by the anointing. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I don't care what happens there. That is never the anointing. See, the Holy Spirit has decency and order. The Holy Spirit can never call somebody out and tell the person, drink a bottle of oil. Hallelujah. Now, normally speaking, a whole bottle, like some many things happen, and then some people, I used to wonder how people really think. It is disorder. When you see outright disorder being projected, especially on pulpit, you must understand that most of the time it's not the anointing, it's another spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when order is not in place, no matter what is happening, it's not the Holy Spirit. That is why you must understand that when, you know, like I said last Sunday, when somebody is talking, or when the pastor is talking, and they begin to hear voices in the congregation, and then the atmosphere seems to be confused. The pastor is talking, somebody is getting attention, somebody else is talking attention, somebody is getting attention. That is disorder. Are we together? That is this. Now, you must understand that what I'm saying is not only me that is saying it. I'm saying it because I have learned it from other people that have gone far. And I can prove that these people are anointed. And I can begin to mention names and names of men of God that I respect say the same thing. Anytime you begin to see disorder in a congregation, when people don't want to cooperate, when say that they don't want to sit where they should sit, don't want to behave the way they should behave, it is never the Spirit of God. Are you getting that? Once you see that it's disorder and discorum, it's not the anointing. It is a demon spirit there to take the attention of people, and you must understand that. So there are certain things that some men of God do, and then you see outright disorder. You know, it's not the spirit of God. Hallelujah. So the anointing, first of all, when it begins to work in your life, what you will see is that you begin to find order. Are we together? You begin to bring order to your life, and then you should be able to know what to do and what not to do, how to do this and how to go about it. Secondly, about the anointing, I want you to understand. As I started giving you the science, I don't want you to understand these basic things. Hallelujah. The anointing brings you good, joy, and wellness only. The Holy Spirit would only do you good. The Holy Spirit will only do you what? Good. Bible speaking in Proverbs 10 verse 22, and then it says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. No sorrow to it. Altogether, the anointing will only do you good. Most times in trying to get the anointing, we do a lot of wrong things that affect us. But that is not the anointing. Hallelujah. The anointing will only do you good. Sugar is only meant to be a blessing to you, but when you overtake sugar, it begins to harm you. Are we together? Your phone is supposed to do you good, but when you abuse the phone, it will do you evil. There are certain things that are meant, everything is meant to do you good by the anointing. Now, the anointing only promotes the kingdom of God and citizens. That means anything the anointing do towards your life is to promote only the kingdom. That is why you cannot by the anointing go and rob. Praise God. That is not promoting Matthew chapter 6 verse 4 and then 16:13. You cannot by the anointing go and rob. It is not promoting the kingdom. You can abuse the anointing like that, but eventually it will wither down. John Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters. Are we together? For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve what? God and mammon. The Bible speaking in John chapter 16 verse 13 said the Holy Spirit will speak only of Jesus Christ. You cannot use the Holy Spirit to do something. What purpose is meant to abuse? Am I saying people don't use the anointing to do other things? They do. But that is an abuse of the anointing. Are we together? It is only promotes the kingdom. It's only supposed to advance the kingdom and the citizens of the kingdom. The anointing is undefeatable, and then the anointing will never compromise the word. Hallelujah. You can never say something and say, this one is not found in the scripture, but I hear the Holy Spirit telling me this. Hallelujah. I know I've had people say that. You may not have seen what I'm about to say in the scripture, but what I'm saying, I just heard it from God. That is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will never say something contrary. Okay, the way you're looking at it, John 16:13. The Holy Spirit will never tell you something that is contrary to scripture. He may tell you something that you don't understand, but when you later understand it, you will understand that it was in the scriptures. Hallelujah. How be it, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall what? Not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. I was in secondary school when I heard something from the Holy Spirit the first time. Are we together? What I heard was, I can remember the place. If the devil should appear to you today, that means you can handle the devil. That was the way I heard it. If the devil should appear to you today, that means in you lies the power. No, the way it was, if the devil should appear to you today, you can handle the devil. So don't be afraid. Now, I didn't understand what that meant. Hallelujah. Now, if I had held the mic, I would have said the same thing. If the devil should appear to me today, that can handle. But when I later understood it, the Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 23 says, no temptation that has seized you that is above you. He will not allow you to be tempted above what you can bear. Do you understand? That means any temptation that appears before you, that means you have the ability to appear. So, the devil will not allow the devil to appear to you if he knows that you have not grown to the level to handle him. I don't even understand me. A certain level of temptation will never come to you until you have grown. God will not allow it. So if God allows it, that means in you lies the power to handle it. Praise the Lord. Certain temptations will not come to your place because you will not be able to handle it. I faced a lot of things in the last 4 years or 3 years of my life. And then I can remember the Holy Spirit telling me repeatedly, because I know you can handle this once. If you cannot handle it, I will not give it to you. Altogether. So the anointing will never compromise the word, and it will never coexist with sin. Once you are anointed, it will never live together. The Bible speaking in Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13. Say, thou art of a purer heart that cannot behold iniquity. So the anointing never dwells with sin. As with the anointing, the appetite for sin will die. And I believe the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now there are some facts about anointed people that you need to know. The first thing is that if you can explain your result or the result of anointed people, then it is not by the anointing. It is only human. If the whole thing that is happening in your life, you can explain it. You can explain every money that comes in your hand. You can explain everything that you buy. You can explain your result. You can explain the kind of result you graduate. You can explain everything about your health. Then you are not doing it by the anointing. Praise God. If you can plot a graph and be able to analyze how you got everything in your life, then you might have gotten it naturally. When it is by the anointing, you cannot be able to explain all the results. You may be able to explain part of the result, but not everything. You can explain to a particular person, say, this particular point, I don't understand how it happens. Are we together? So anointed people, you know, when you look at the life of Moses, the life of Jesus Christ, there are certain things that happen that you cannot explain how it happened. Hallelujah. How it happened. How do you explain how wine turned to water? You can explain to the pot where water was fetched to the pot, but how it turned to a wine, you cannot explain that part. Altogether, you can explain how they say, open your eyes or touch your eyes, how their eyes began to work. You cannot explain that part. You can understand how God said D, 2, X, Y, Z. But how this and this happened, you may not be able. So, when you look at your life and you can explain everything, that is to tell you that everything that you have is by human effort. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If you can explain every result, how you got everything, that means everything you have is by human effort. Secondly, I want you to understand that if your output is equal to your input, then you are doing it by natural effort and natural strength. If your output is equal to what? Your input, then you are doing it by natural strength. The Bible says, what a man sows, that shall he reap. Hallelujah. But you notice that when you sow a seed, you don't get exactly a seed, you get a harvest. Is that true? When you sow a seed, you get a harvest. When you sow one corn, you probably get a stalk of corn. So your output should always exceed your input. Praise the Lord. So if your result can be produced by another unbeliever or by every normal human being, then it means you are not doing it by the anointing. The anointing will make it possible to produce a result that a normal believer can never be able to produce. Praise God. And then also, like I said, people that are spiritists or people that are negatively inclined can produce some levels of results. But they can only produce it to a particular extent. There is a level when they get to that they cannot be able to reproduce. There's always a sign that this can only be done by God. Praise God. They cannot be able to keep that result consistently being reproduced. They will always have a limit. So you need to look at your life and look at your result. Look at what is happening in your life. Can you explain it? Can you be able to understand all that has been happening? Praise God. Now, these are the signs of the anointed. These are the signs that the anointing is upon you. These are the signs that you have begun to walk in the anointing. These are the signs that you are walking in the anointing. These are the signs that you are growing. And every of these signs that I will tell you, they will increase the more you yield more to the anointing. Praise God. There will be more. The signs will not change, but the level of the signs will be different. Do you understand what I said? The signs will not change, but what? The levels of the signs will be different, or the stage of their performance. The first sign of the anointed people is they have a kingdom lifestyle and they comply to the code of the kingdom. Everything they do is by the kingdom. Everything they do. When you look at them, you see the fruits of the Holy Spirit. That is the kingdom lifestyle that we have. Every anointed person have the same character of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22, I believe. Hallelujah. Every one of them is dead. Every one of them is dead to self. Every one of them is dead to their lust. They live by the kingdom lifestyle. So the more you discover that now I am beginning to walk by the kingdom lifestyle, I'm beginning to walk by the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that is to tell you that the Holy Spirit is beginning to live and walk in you. Hallelujah. The second sign of anointed people is that they have the ability to perform supernatural feats. They have the ability to what? Perform supernatural, above natural feats. Hallelujah. Every anointed man will be able to produce a miracle or be able to produce a particular result that cannot be gotten naturally. Moses was able to part the rest in Exodus chapter 14. In fact, he did a lot of miracles, and then the people say that this, when he entered Egypt, the first thing he did was to put a rod down, and then he became a serpent, and then the magicians did the same thing. Are we together? The Bible did not say they did magic. You know, nowadays we have magic. Nigeria, American best magicians, or Australia, God magic, all those kind of magic shows. But these ones are fake because they can tell you the tricks they use, but they are almost authentic. They really produce a serpent out of a snake. But in Exodus chapter 14 verse 21, Moses did a miracle, and they attested to the fact that this can only be by the finger of God. Are we together? That this is what? The finger of God. So every anointed person, there should be a way that God will prove that this is an anointed person by a supernatural miracle or by a supernatural feat happening in your life. Something supernatural begin to happen in you that you know that this is only happening by the anointing. Hallelujah. Number three, sign of anointed people is they have amplified output of result. They have what? Amplified output of result. In Joshua chapter 23 verse 10, the Bible says, one will chase 1,000, two will do what? Put 10,000 to flight. By the anointing, you discover that your result is amplified, your effort. See that the more anointed we get, you discover that more things begin to happen to your life. Your result become more amplified, more louder, more voluminous. People can hear it more. And then it grows. Praise God. Now, another thing that is a sign of the anointed is exemption lifestyle. You discover that anointed people have lifestyle that are exempted from the rest or from their equals. Anytime somebody gets anointed, things that begin to happen in your life or the life of that person is different from what happened in the life of all the rest. Everything will begin to become different. Hallelujah. You will be able to have access to spiritual gifts, spiritual talent, spiritual potentials. Something about the gift of the Spirit will begin to yield and manifest in you. Praise God. The nine gifts of the Spirit, one of them will definitely find expression. Either word of wisdom, word of knowledge, word of prophecy, what again? Miracles, healing, faith, and discernment, tongues, interpretation of tongues. One of them will begin to find expressions in your life. You begin to experience supernatural favor, supernatural grace. All of these things will increase the more you grow in the anointing. Are we together? But at a particular level, like when you look at my life, when you look at your life, at a level. And then the more we get anointed, these things will increase and grow the more. Praise God. The better version of the anointing will walk in, or the better yielded we are, we begin to see more results. Hallelujah. So everything we are doing, all the fasting we have been doing, all these things we are doing, is to be able to yield more. And the more we yield, the more result we see. Praise God. Another sign of being anointed is you will experience demonic opposition. Any man of God that is not resisted by the devil, I say it to you, he is not anointed. Any one of God, or any one of us that is not being resisted, it means you are not what? 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 17. The Bible says, when the Philistines noticed that Samuel was anointed, David became king, they came to look for him. Acts chapter 21 verse 23. And then Acts chapter 6 from verse 10 to 13. Acts 21:23, Acts 6:10-13. Anything that is good is being resisted by the devil. When you don't belong to them, they fight you. Are we together? Now, when you look at your life and you don't have enemies, or you don't have enemies that you look for their trouble. Are we together? I'm talking about hallelujah. If they're the ones you look for your trouble, you're totally on your own. Praise God. But normally, when you get anointed and you begin to walk in the anointing, the devil will want to fight you. When the devil is not resisting you, it means that you are not a threat, you are not a point, you are not, why should I waste my energy on you? You always focus on somebody that is a potential threat. Many of us don't face persecution, don't face resistance. It's because there is nothing to resist about you. Sometimes I know the reason why the devil resists me, because I know that you cannot hear me for a while and your life and you will not make decisions. When the devil notices that there is a place and people will get the word of God there, or when he notices that I'm... Why, have you ever wondered why the devil stops people from going to certain churches and he doesn't have a problem if they go here, but he has a problem if they go here. You understand me now? The devil has a problem if they go to redeem, or if somebody go to winners, or if somebody go to... He has a problem if they go there. But there are certain churches that if you go there, he doesn't have a problem with you. But because notice that this person is part of us, so that he's wearing suit. Altogether, he will not resist. If you notice, you as a believer, you will struggle to pass. But then another lady else that is living a particular lifestyle doesn't find it difficult to pass. Why will the devil resist her when he has her already? Altogether, why will he resist her? Why are Christian sisters praying to marry, while unbelieving sisters don't even need to pray and they marry? Have you noticed it? Why should you resist them, the devil? Because the husband is not a serious problem. The wife says, so all of them, that house is already his. Are you understanding me now? There will not be prayer, there will not be morning devotion in that family, one. Secondly, they will not support the kingdom, two. Thirdly, is the kingdom, everything they'll be doing will be to promote the kingdom, the devil kingdom. So why will he fight their marriage? They are just our team, but be there. But this is a Christian sister that is on fire. This is a Christian brother that is on fire. When they come together, they'll be going for evangelism. They'll promote the kingdom. I have every reason to fight them. Come on, are you understanding me? So anytime you experience opposition, it's a sign that the Spirit of God is working in you. The devil will never fight what belongs to him. Anytime you experience opposition, it's a sign that the devil is resisting you. And what you are doing is great. Praise God. When you do something that is towards the kingdom and you experience, it's not as if the devil, God is not with you, but the devil is resisting you. And then the more you press, God will come through for you. Praise God. So demonic opposition is a sign of the anointing. When the devil resists you, is a sign that you are getting anointed or you are walking in the anointing. And the higher anointed you get, the more opposition you get. Now, there are many people that don't care about me in Kogi State. You know why? I am not really a threat to them. But notice that the more I get anointed, the same people that have passed by their door or by their street and they see nothing against me, the next time I pass, they begin to find a fault with me. Why? Because the more you grow, because the more anointing work, the more the devil steers many people against you. Steers many people against you. You know, sometimes there was a time I was in the room and the devil told me that, you see, certain people in this state that you're working with them, be careful with them, because very soon they'll be able to say that this thing, and they begin to find fault. So don't give them a reason to fight you. Do you understand? Very soon when they begin to work in greater dimension, or when the anointing begin to work in greater dimension in a particular way, certain people begin, the same people that were not fighting you before, the same people that don't have problem with this church, the same people that don't have problem with what is happening here, when they begin to see many people come here, when they begin to see me driving a car, when they begin to see results, they begin to fight you. He has taught something now. He has taught something. You know this guy that we know him? He has taught something now. Yes, that's the truth. They will always oppose you when you begin to grow. But now nobody will care about what you're doing. They don't even send. Because you don't look like anything. But when you begin to see a result, they'll say he has gone somewhere. Praise God. So demonic opposition is a sign. So when you're praying for anointing, know that you're praying for battles. Hallelujah. More anointing, more battles. I believe you'll be wise in the name of Jesus Christ. Know that your resistance is not because of, it's because you are anointed. And because the Spirit of God is upon you. Check children. That is why you must fear children, that their life is hell wire. Children that they suffered. They suffer and they went through a lot of things. Most of the time, people like that have a lot of destinies on their head. Understanding me? When you see somebody serving God, is very, very dedicated and they are going through a lot of that there is something about their lives. It's because of the anointing. Some, the devil has seen it and is fighting them already. Now the anointing makes it easy for you to achieve goals. It makes your life easy. When you put a goal in front of you, or when you put an agenda in front of you, the achievement will be faster and will be easier. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The anointing will make you to be able to get results easy.
and on an easier fashion. And then the anointing gives you divine validation. God will proof and confirm that he anointed you and validate the anointing. That was why I showed you last Sunday that when Elijah was up to pray, say, if I be a man of God, let fire come down. Did God confirm it? Yes, God confirmed it. Hallelujah. The same thing with Elijah in Luke chapter 3 verse 22. Every time you are anointed, there will be a proof that God is the one that sent you. People will just try to fight you, but they will know that God is with you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven, which said, Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased. Hallelujah. Praise God. I had a friend in a particular phase of life, and then trusting God for it was an impossible system, especially it was in an organized private system, that kind of possibility. They were asking for a result and for it was almost, the possibility was 0%. Altogether, yes, that thing cannot happen, like putting a request to get a particular thing, it could not happen by any way. And then we are together some days in my wedding, and he was telling me that this thing happened. And he could not believe it. And then he said this was a great encouragement to him. That is God proving to him that he's with him. That is God proving to him that he's with me. When God certain, sometimes he will just prove to you that I am with you. I have not left you. What you are going through may be a test. All together, may what? Be a test. One day, the test will be over. You don't write exam forever. A timetable elapses after a particular period. The timetable can be 2 months. It will definitely finish. So every test and every trial goes through a process. It will definitely come to an end. Praise God. So God validates the anointing and God confirms you. When you tell somebody you are blessed, the blessing truly rests upon them. The tenth thing that happens to you when you are anointed, or the tenth sign, is the overcoming abilities. And then you'll be able to resist your opposition. What I mean by overcoming abilities, you begin to have overcoming abilities. You have the ability to withstand resistance. You have the ability to withstand oppositions. You have the ability to fight and resist the devil. Hallelujah. The Bible speaking in 2 Corinthians 11:27. When you hear the things that Apostle Paul suffered, and then 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8. Say, in fasting often, in rejections often, but everything he faced, he conquered it. Hallelujah. There are many things I have faced in starting ministry, hallelujah, that on a normal day, I would have given up on a lot of things. Praise God. I would have what? Given up on a lot of things. Because the drive and the pressure cannot be handled by human nature. You can never handle it. You know, is it just like if you have ever started a business, it's different from working for somebody. Starting a business, if you have ever started a business from ground level zero, you understand what it means. It's not easy to start a not talk of starting a ministry. So you begin to face a lot of pressures, a lot of challenges, a lot of difficulties, but you have to hold on. So strangely, you discover that where am I getting this energy to hold on to? How am I getting this ability to overcome this resistance? I will get that. Sometimes things are not just working. Things are not just collecting. Things are not just connecting. The dots are not just connecting. Or the T's are not crossing. But overwhelmingly, you have this strength, resilience to stand. Especially when you know you are in the will of God. And then you have the witness of the Holy Spirit to stand. Hallelujah. The anointing makes you to withstand oppositions. And then be able to overcome it. You will stand your opposition in the name of Jesus Christ. You will stand strong in the midst of your stronger resistance. Another sign of being anointed is the evidence of the blessing of God in your life. In Isaiah chapter 61 verse 6, the Bible says, the wealth of the Gentiles you will test. Praise God. And then Genesis 24 from verse 1 to 3. Even though you may not be able to have certain levels of result at certain levels of the anointing, but there will always be proof to tell you that I am with you. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will go out of the way to bless you I wanted to say stupendously. Is that a good English word? Stupendously. Is that an English word, right? Yes. God will go out to bless you in a way stupendous. Just prove that I am with you. He will bless you. Hallelujah. He will provide for you in strange and dramatic ways.
You will always be blessed when you are anointed, because the anointing attracts wealth. It attracts riches. Hallelujah. That is why you must understand, as you go for the anointing, you are going for wealth. That is why he says, seek first his kingdom and what? His righteousness, and every other thing will be what? Added to you. You know, the moment you get anointing, you begin to have strange feedbacks from people. When Jesus Christ preached, the Bible said they were amazed at his doctrine. If you are a music artist, the moment you begin to walk in anointing, after singing, people begin to tell you, wow, today was different, today was exceptional. Have you noticed it? The day that you minister under the anointing, you begin to receive certain comments that will tell you, today the anointing was at work. Are we together? Come on, are you understanding what I'm saying? Anybody working in the anointing, people begin to make certain comments about you. Hear what people say in your life. Hear what they say after you talk, or hear the kind of things they say. You will know whether you're working the anointing or not. When you preach and preach, there were times when I will preach and preach, and then nothing, I will never hear any comment from anybody. Remember when I started the church? I'll preach. I never hear external comment. It's only people that run around there. Okay, even though we didn't have the way. But at the time when the same people are saying, wow, this is changing. What they're saying is like, you made this is it. After a while, people begin to say certain things about what you are saying. Then you know you are not beginning to work in the anointing. Together. So hear the comment of people when you minister, when you say things, when you do certain things. It proves that you are beginning to walk in what? The anointing. Hallelujah. The anointing will make you to be able, people begin to see the result and begin to say, wow, you're not strange. What you're saying is out of this world. A sign that you are anointed is you begin to want to be interested in the kingdom. Many people are not interested in the kingdom and ensuring they're preaching the gospel because the Spirit of God is not on them and the anointing of God is not on them. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and what will happen? You will become witnesses. So when you get anointed, you begin to walk in the passion for soul winning and in a passion for advancing the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. May you be anointed. And may you see the signs of the anointing in your life. May people look at you and be wowed at the results that are happening in your life. In the name of Jesus. May there be proof of the Spirit of God that is at work in your life. Very soon you will see everything that I've been teaching about the anointing finding practical expression in our life. In my life and in your life. So long as you care to believe what I'm saying, everything that I'm saying is true. And it's by the Spirit of God. And all these signs and more, the benefit of the anointing, the gift of the anointing, as we pursue the anointing, we are seeing them at a particular result. But very soon we begin to see them in higher dimensions. They begin to be increased. As we pursue for the anointing, work for the anointing, go for it. You may be at the level, hallelujah. When we talk about finances, very soon, you may be receiving 1,000 naira from people. Very soon, people will go to a level where you begin to receive tens of thousands. Very soon, it will be 100. Very soon, it will be million. Very soon, it will be in dollars. If what you are receiving is you receive a dream in one time, or you receive one revelation or the other, the problem is, for you to be able to remain consistent to grow, to be able to remain what? Consistent to grow. You may not be seeing the result of what you are doing now. But I can assure you that something is changing in your life. Something is changing spiritually. You may not be unable to understand what is happening. But I can tell you one day, I was listening to Apostle Joseph Suleiman recently when he was saying that the day he began to walk in the prophetic, when he called out somebody, he said, your name is this, he told him this. He said that he was not even in his church, he was invited. But he was shocked at what is happening. What is happening? Who is telling me all these things that I'm hearing? That's what I mean. Now, that's what we call the gift of prophet. He said he was shocked. Say he wanted to finish the preaching on time to drop the mask so that he would run. Hallelujah. It was a morning session. When he finished, he ran to the auditorium. And then the pastor came and said, today was powerful. You will minister in the evening. He said, the pastor, sir, the morning was. I said, no. The pastor said, let the mistake repeat itself. Yeah, I'm telling you that, what he said. He said that in the same evening, he was called to minister again. And then the same thing happened. You know, they wanted to run. They said, no, tomorrow we have minister's conference. You minister in the minister conference. And then he said that he was praying to run back to his base. Because his people don't know him, so he's in a normal. congregation. That is what is happening. The day you a deaf ear will open in your meeting, it will be, you will be to your shock. But that was not the day. The anointing has been there building, growing. Are we together? One day it will just happen. The day somebody will come and say, I was healed of HIV. You will be amazed. But every time you are declaring and keep declaring, the anointing is being built and is growing in you. The day that somebody will rise up from wheelchair in your meeting, you will not believe it. Are we together? I want to let you know that something is happening on the background. Something is what? Happening on the background. So go for the anointing. I believe without a shadow of doubt that the year 2021 for this church is a phenomenal church. In the name of Jesus Christ. I believe that we will walk in the anointing like never before. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Praise God. Now today is supposed to be the day when we are breaking the fast officially. And then today is supposed to be our Lord's Feast Day. Praise God. Now, many of us that don't know about this church, especially those of us that are new, this church started last year, January 19, with 100% coppers. I think I was the only one that was only a copper. Okay, two or three people that are not copper at that time. And the other thing came from, it was 100% coppers. Hallelujah. And then, people come and go, they come and go in, they go and come in badges. It's now that we are beginning to have a number of locals joining the church and being established. So we are in a phase where we are transiting. Hallelujah. It will get to a phase where it will be majorly locals and few of coppers. What I say by few of coppers is like, we'll still have that same number of coppers, but their presence compared to the locals would be few. I would say that? Yes, be few of that. So we are in a transition and this is our anniversary. This is our 1 year. And the last 1 year, we have seen a lot of miracles, a lot of demonstration. Hallelujah. I wish everybody's around to experience the 1 year anniversary, but I believe it's for good. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the reason why I want to introduce what is happening this week for us is, if you don't introduce the man of God to people, people will even know what they have and what they are about to receive. Praise God. Praise the Lord. This week is going to be awesome. The program will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Now, many people will not just come like that. When you pray, will not be the only thing that will bring people. We have to tell people and we have to invite them. We have to evangelize. We have to work out things to have people to come. Praise God. People will not naturally be interested in the things of the kingdom. There has to be a way we talk to them and make them know why they should be around. Hallelujah. So I want us to be interested in what God is doing in His kingdom. I want us to take responsibility. Tell somebody about the anniversary. Invite somebody. No. I think everybody has this flyer already. Everyone of us has it. Yes. I think everybody has it. Invite somebody. Praise God. Don't just come alone. Invite somebody. It's Thursday 5 p.m., Friday 5 p.m., and then Friday 9 a.m. Saturday morning is the anointing session. Hallelujah. I believe after that session, invite people. Many people are not here that we are around. Last Sunday. It's not because they were not blessed. Because many people need to be encouraged, followed up, until they are established. Are we together? So encourage many people. Tell them, bring somebody. Come with two or three people. Let everywhere be jam-packed. Hallelujah. I believe we'll have seat to have overflows. Let invite somebody and let somebody come. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to pray for us in the year 2021 as we close up this fast. And I want to believe that something will happen in your life in this year for good. Can you be on your feet and lift your hand? How many of you have written prayer for the fast? How many of you have prayer requests for the fast? Have you written prayer requests? I've not written. Or I will still pray for you. Lift up two hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the privilege to undergo this process as a church. Father, this is the first time we are doing it in history. I pray for everyone connected and associated and related that your blessing speak for them. In this year, Lord, the curse is exempted from their lives. They walk in the blessings of God. This year, you will grow and advance. I speak by the voice of God. This year, you will grow and advance. Anywhere there is death, you will not be there. And anywhere you are, death is not permitted. A stray bullet will never come to you.
in the name of Jesus. I speak to your career. I speak to your business. I speak to your goals. I speak to your destiny, that you move forward and advance. I decree that the angels of God that are assigned to you be activated, and you begin to walk in the realm of the supernatural. I speak into this church, Shekinah Encounter Center, that this is our season of expansion. This is our season of greatness. People will begin to have encounters about us, and our testimony from Wednesday, Thursday, down to after the anniversary, our story has changed forever. Every one of us will see it and will know that yes, the hand of God has increased in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Now we use the anointing to pray for you. Let's share the anointing. Praise God. Communion. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God is faithful. Praise God. The Bible says anybody that takes the body of Christ has taken him into his life. Father Lord, you say we should do this in remembrance of you. As we break this fast, we pray for everyone that has partaken, people that have submitted their requests, present and absent. Father Lord, anything wrong with their body, anything wrong in their system, anything that is affecting us, Father Lord, I declare that let the truth of the anointing find expression and the communion in the name of Jesus. May the body of Christ reflect and replace every infirmity in our bodies. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ reflect, flows through our blood, through our veins. May it cleanse every virus, every bacteria, every sickness in our body that we don't even know exists, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father Lord, may this communion be a point of contact to our soul and to our mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless the minds of our every member and every partner. May everyone be creative, innovative, and productive. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you for spiritual fervency, that grace be imparted unto you to walk in all that is supposed to be yours. In Jesus' name, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, every day of this month, remaining days of January, is declared to bring you good alone. In Jesus' name, God has heard me and God has honored my prayer and the manifestation. In Jesus' name, can we take the body of Christ? And then let's take the blood and the emblem of the blood of Christ. Father, we thank you. Praise God. Father, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. It's supposed to be our love. It's supposed to break our fast. And then we have something from the church for every one of us. Can you take your seat now.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. Here is my life, my soul, my song. Face God, as I never knew.
Aliyah, let us keep it here and open it.
One height of love, one God of faith.
Father Lord, we declare upon this bread and upon everything that everyone is going to eat, that your blessings rest upon it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
So
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.